You're holding Daf Gimel Masechet Pesachim. Just the last line, last three words of Daf Beis on the Beis. Meisvei, we're asking another kasha. Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra is asking a kasha. Again, we're in the middle of the Shaila. What does the word Or mean? Does Or mean night, or does Or mean daytime? This is the half a minute still. That the Gemara started off again before, that my Or, the first Gemara started off, that Rav Huna Omar Nagi, Rav Huna said it means daytime, day. Rav Yehuda Omar Leili, and Rav Yehuda said it means nighttime. And so far we're going with the Havimina, that according to Rav Huna, when he said Nagi, daytime, he means mamish by day. That's Pshat now Mishnah. And according to Rav Yehuda, Pshat now Mishnah, or La Abosah, means the night going into the 14th day. So now, Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra has another kasha. Hamapelis, or Lishmoinim V'yechod, Evanish is Mapel, has a miscarriage. The night going into the 81st day is Beishamai Poitrin Mikorbin. Beishamai holds she is Potter from bringing a second Korbin. Or Beisilul Mechayovin. And Beisilul holds that no, this Isha is already Mechuyov in a second Korbin. Now, we're talking about that this Isha was Mapel the night of the 81st day is like this. That the halacha is, when an Isha gives birth, if she gives birth to a girl, to an akeva, that for the first 14 days, any dam she see is dam tomei. She's tomei for the first 14 days. After that, she can go to the mikvah, and she is tor, and any dam, any blood that comes out of her for the next 66 days is called dam tor midiraisa. Midiraisa, she's tor, until 80 days pass away. After 80 days, the 81st day, then her dam is like normal again. That if she sees dam, then it's called dam tummy. And the loch rizal yuledis has to bring a korban. After she becomes tor, after the 80 days go away, on the 81st day, that's called malois. It's finished the period of time that now she is mechuyev to bring a korban. And the korban of yuledis is she brings a korban oila and a chatis. Like Rashi brings down here, let's see the top Rashi. Vikrisas a parakama the kaimalon zois teras yoledis. The pasuk says malamed shemeviya korban echod avlodis harbi. That anisha that gives birth, even though she gives birth twice, she only has to bring one korban for the two ladies. Now yochish yochol shatovi al haleda shlefnei malois. I would think if anisha gave birth of one time, v'yahaleda shalacha malois. And if the second birth was more than 80 days later, I would still say maybe korban echad, only one korban. We have a pasuk saying zois. What does that mean? If she gave birth a second time more than 80 days later, kagoin, what's the case? Rashi explains now. She went to the mikveh after 2 weeks later, after she gave birth to a girl. Like we said, the first 14 days she's tummy, and any dam she sees then is dam tummy. But after 14 days she goes to the mikveh, and any dam she sees then for the next 66 days is called dam tor. Now for the sabra, this isha became pregnant now, after these 14 days. Ve'pila, and she didn't give birth normal the second time, but she was mapul, she had a miscarriage. Now, im toich malay sepila, if this miscarriage now was within the 80 days from the first child, is alocha nifteris b'korban echad. The isha only has to bring one korban. V'im liyacha malois. Let's say this miscarriage happened more than 80 days after the first birth. Is a pila, is kvanes chayev b'korban arishin. We say then, no, the isha was already mechuyev to bring a korban for her first birth. Koydim leidishniyah. Before she had the second birth, or the second miscarriage. Ulibsoif malay shalayde shniya tovi shtei kabonis. Now the halacha is, after she becomes tor from a second layde, which here means a miscarriage, then she has to bring two sets of kabonis. Now the question here is, v'im hepi lo leil shal kenisa shemayin v'yechod awa shalom. The Gemara here is, where she's mapul, she has a miscarriage, the night going into the 81st day. That means she already had her 80 days from the first birth. But it still did not come the daytime of the 81st day, which she'ein korban nishchet v'layla, because you're not allowed to bring korban at night time. The only time you can bring korban is by daytime. So really, the 81st day, by day, that's really the zman when she could bring her korban for the first layla. Now, again, clearly, the halachas are like this, that if 80 days pass by, and then she gives birth afterwards on the 81st day, she has to bring a second korban for the second layla. If she gave birth, like here the case was, she had a miscarriage, that before the first 80 days are up, then the halacha is she does not have to bring a second korban, but she is yaitzah with one korban for the first layla. Now here the question is, where she was mapul, she had a miscarriage the night going into the 81st day. That Beis Hillel Mechayiv, Rashi says, shtei korbanos, she has to bring two different korbanos. The la'acha malois karin in bed. This was considered after malois, after the 80 days, after the 80 days of the first pregnancy, or the first birth. Ubei Shammai poitrin oisei b'korban echad. Beis Shammai says, no, she only has to bring one korban. Can aforesh tamayit. We'll soon explain what the tams are. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. Gemara to explain that Omru lehen Beis Hillel le'Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Mai shino or shmoinim v'yechod, miyoyim shmoinim v'yechod. What's the difference between the night going into the 81st day or the 81st day itself? What's the difference? Now, Agav, the reason why the Gemara brings down this halacha is to show us what does the word or mean. Like here, for sure, the word or means the night. Because it's saying, Beis Hillel is saying, what's the difference between or shmoinim v'yechod, which means what's the difference between the night of the 81st day, miyoyim shmoinim v'yechod, from the day of the 81st day. So you see clearly that or means night. You can't say or means day. And what is Beis Hillel saying? What's the difference between the day and the day? There's not no difference. So you see clearly the word or here means nighttime. So Beis Hillel is asking Beis Shammai, what's the difference between the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself? Im shivu lo l'tuma lo yishvu lo l'korban, that since they have the same halachas vilchas tuma, shouldn't they have the same halachas for kabonis? Which means, like Rashi says, mai shina or shmein v'yechem yom shmein v'yechem halayate moedim lanu shim lo hipilu halayla v'yipilu l'mochor shechayeves. In other words, you, Beis Shammai, are also moida, that if she first has her miscarriage on the 81st day by daytime, that that's considered after the malais of the first birth, and she has to bring a second korban. So therefore, Beis Hillel's question is, even when she has a miscarriage the night of the 81st day, is also tischayiv, she should have a chiyiv to bring a second korban. Why? For all halachas, it's the same halacha of the night and the daytime. Now, what's Beis Hillel's raya? Im shivu lo l'tuma lo yishvu lo l'korban. B'tmiya, there's like a question. For yoid raya cheres, I have another raya to what I'm saying, Beis Hillel. Toho yil v'shovu lo l'tuma. Hilchas tuma of the isha, it's the same halacha if she sees the dam the night of the 81st day or the 81st day itself. Now, what's the halacha? Sh'ad shkiyas hacham shal shmoinim, up until the 80th day, even on the 80th day, up until shkiyas hacham of that day, domim torim. Midiraisa, we said, from the 14th day until the 80th day, hadam, that she sees his Torah. V'yim tiru liyach shkiyas hacham, but if she sees now at night time, after shkiya of the 80th day, it's now the 81st day, tumer tumeyim, she has not tumas nidirana, kilu hi roye lemocher, it's the same halacha like she sees dam on the 81st day that she has tumas nidohana, the same thing when she sees dam the night of the 81st day. So therefore, Beis Hillel's question is, v'lomo lo yishvu lo yafla korban, why shouldn't you say the same halacha applies to a chiyuv korban? Shekashem shim tapu lemocher tischayiv, just like you, Beis Shammai, are also moided to us, Beis Hillel, that if she would have her miscarriage on the 81st day, which is a zman after the malois, that she has the chiyuv to bring a second korban, is kach tischayiv al havlad shalayla. She should also be mechuyiv a second korban if she has her miscarriage the night of the 81st day. That's Beis Hillel's question. So Rashi says, Utshuvez Beis Shammai Masech the Krisis. How does Beis Shammai answer this question? He says in Masech the Krisis, Lo yemamata b'yem shemayin v'yechod, shekach yotzo l'sho Because on the 81st day, that's the Zman when she could bring her Korban for the first birth. Therefore we say she has a chiyuv to bring her first Korban. Now when she has a second leidah, a second miscarriage, that cannot be included in the first Korban. Because after the 80th day, on the 81st day, right away in the morning, she has a chiyuv to bring the Korban for the first leidah. But if she first has a miscarriage on the night going into the 81st day, it never came a time yet that she has the right to bring the korban for the first leda, because at night time you can't bring a korban. The Beis Shammai holds the raya from Domim Hilchas Dam, where she's Dam is Tomi or not, that's not a raya. But I call upon him, the Beis Shammai holds if she has a miscarriage the night of the 81st day, she's not Mechuyev the second Korban, and Beis Hillel holds yes. The Gemara says now, so I'll go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chur from this din is, Shema Mino, we have a clear raya here. So the Gemara, Midakoma Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Since Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "Mai shena or shmeinim v'yechod, miyoyim shmeinim v'yechod." What's the difference between the night of the 81st day to the day of the 81st day? That's Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai says. In Shema Mina, from here we have a clear raya that or urtu. Here we see clearly that the word or means nighttime. Shema Mina. Sumar says it's like a true. This is a good raya. This is a good proof. So again, we have another proof to say that or means nighttime, like we said before, which in other words, this is a kasha on Rav Huna, that before Rav Huna said the word or means nagi, means daytime. Mesa, we have another kasha on Rav Huna. His halacha in Gemara Zvachim says, Yochol yehei nechol, or lishlishi, I would think that a korban shlomim, you're allowed to eat the night going into the third day. That's what I would think. Like Rashi says, or lishlishi, or can he saw say shel shlishi, the night going into the third day? Yeah, no, Rashi says v'yashlomim koi. This goes on a korban shlomim. The chsiv bhu in the parsha of shlomim it says v'yoyim zevchachem yeyochel umimocharos. You're allowed to eat the korban shlomim the day you bring it and the next day. So for 2 days you're allowed to eat the korban shlomim. The tzibul asorfoi leboik roi shel shlishi. There's a din noiser after you can't eat it anymore. It's called noiser, and the din is you're supposed to burn it. Now, I would think you're allowed to eat the shlomim, even the night of the second day. That's what the Gemara is saying. I would think the night of the second day, that night that's going into the third day, you should also be allowed to eat the korban shlomim. Vidinhu, and really it's a svar, it should be that way. Why? Zvachim necholim liyemechad. A korban, like a korban toido or a korban chatis, the din is you're allowed to eat it for 1 day. Ushlomim necholim lishnei yomim. Now a korban shlomim, we know you're allowed to eat it for 2 days. Now ma lahalan, just like by a chatis and a korban toido, laila achar hayoim, the din of kotchim is that the night goes after the day. In other words, you bring the korban in the morning by daytime. Now you're allowed to eat the korban that whole day and the night after it. Whereas the night after goes after the day by Kodeshim. That's by Echatis. Is Afkan, I would say, the same thing should apply to a Korban Shlomim. That since you're allowed to eat it for 2 days, I would say, Laila Achar Hayom, that the night of the second day should go after the daytime. And just like you're allowed to eat it the second day, you should be allowed to eat the Shlomim the second night. Talmud Loima, therefore a Pasuk in Chumash, comes and tells us that the Pasuk says, you're allowed to eat the shlomim the day you shechted, the day you brought the korban, and the second day. What is left over after that, ad yoim, up until day. So this word ad yoim is really extra. And we darshan to say like this. It means to say, while it's still daytime, the second day, that's when you are allowed to eat this korban shlomim. That the night of the second day, going into the third day, you are not allowed to eat this korban shlomim. Different than other korbanos. Now the Gemara of the Adashin's Vaita, Yochel, I would think, Yisaref Miyad, that you're supposed to burn the shlomim that was left over after the second day, right away. As soon as it comes nighttime of the second day, that you're not allowed to eat it anymore, I would say right then, as Bechiv Sreifa, to burn it. Fidinu, and really that's the way it should be. Why? Because Zvochim Necholim L'Yoyim B'Layla. A regular Zevach, the same like a Chatis, and a Toida, you're allowed to eat it for one day and one night. The din is, L'Yoyim B'Layla Echot. And who adin Ushlomim Necholim L'Shneyomim B'Layla Echot. Or Korban Shlomim could be eaten for 2 days and one night in between. Now Ma'alahalan, just like Be'achatis, take if li'achilus reifa right after the night time when you're not allowed to eat it. In other words, by chatas you can eat it by day and that night. When it comes the second morning, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. It becomes nicer, and the din is you're supposed to burn it right away. As Afkan, I would say the same score applies by korban shlomim to say take if li'achilus reifa right after the zman, right after the time that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Right then you have to burn it. Now we just said, when is the last time you could eat the shlomim? The second day? When it comes the second night, you're not allowed to eat it. So I would think you're supposed to burn it the second night. Talmud Loima, therefore a pasuk comes to teach us. The pasuk says, V'hanoisa mibisar hazevach v'yoyim hashlishi beis yisarif. What is left over from the korban, you should burn it when? V'yoyim hashlishi. If we darshin v'yoyim atasarif. Only by day is the mitzvah to sorfer to burn it. V'yata sorfer b'layla, but you're not allowed to burn it by nighttime. So this is a gzeras kasev, that at nighttime you can't burn it. Now, what is this nogei to our shayla? So the Gemara, mi dekoma, since the Gemara says like this, yehei nechal or lishlishi, we started off our shayla, that a shlomim is eaten 2 days. Then the Gemara said, I would think the night of the second day, you could also eat it. And what was the lashon? Yochol yehei nechal, minikam yehei nechal or lishlishi alma or urtahu. So you see clearly when the Gemara says a lashon of or, it means the nighttime. Shema mina. This is again another proof that the word or means nighttime. That was the pshat in this Gemara to say I would think you could eat the shlomim even the night of the second day. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says no, you're not allowed to. But I'll call upon and we see that the word or means nighttime. Murtar Shema, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. There's a loch in the Masech, the Yuma, that says, Or Shal Yom HaKippurim. That means the night going into Yom Kippur, by Marav on Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, the Shmon Esrei has 7 brachas to it, Umisvad. After the Shmon Esrei, we say Vidui, like we do. Shachris, Yom Kippur in the morning, when we daven Shachris, the same thing, Mispal Sheva, the Shmon Esrei, the Tefillah of Shachris has only 7 brachas, Umisvad. After the tefillah, we say vidui. B'musaf, on musaf on Yom Kippur, the same thing, mispalul shevu misvada. B'mincha, mispalul shevu misvada. B'arvis, when you daven marv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, it's a machlokes. What type of tefillah do we daven? The first Tanakhama holds, mispalul miyein shmoyin osa. We daven miyein the shmoyin osa that we say in the regular churl. In the regular weekday, we daven the regular 18 brachas. This man Yom holds no. On Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we only really daven 7 brachas. Mien shmonasa means we say the first 3 brachas and the last 3 brachas, and in between we don't say all the brachas. We just say me'ein. We say one short bracha that includes all the middle brachas. In the Gemara in Yuma it says clearly like this that is said that by Marav we say me'ein shmone esrei. The Gemara says the real word mispal sheva me'ein shmone esrei. We say me'ein. And like Rashi also says there, it means the brachas havineinu, that one brachas kernel all the brachas together. And over there, Tosfos explains, he brings down the Rashbam, explains why did this man the Yom hold that by Mariv of Yom Kippur that we only daven 7 brachas. So he says, one svaris kivon the akati hu betainis, since we're still fasting then, is chashuv ki Yom Kippur. It's like Yom Kippur, and therefore we only daven 7 brachas like the rest of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur. Weiter. The next man the Yom says, Yabchanina ben Gamliel, Oimer Mishum Avoisov, Mispal Shmoin Eser. Now you daven the regular Shmoin Eseri, Shlemus, the complete Shmoin Eseri. Why? Because since we have to say Avdol in the Tefillah of Moitzoy Yom Kippur, and we have to say in a special bracha of Atochonin Lodem Das, therefore we have to daven all the brachas separately. But what's Magaya to us is Alma, we see clearly from here that Or, what does the word Or mean? It means Urta, it means the night time, because it starts off as Braisa. Or, Shoyam Yom HaKippurim, the night time, it means the Tefillah Marav of the night time of Yom Kippur. Shema, I mean, there's another clear proof that the word Or means night time. Tor Shema, come and I'll bring you another proof. The Tani Devei Shmuel, later the Gemara brings down a Braisa that was learned by Tani Devei Shmuel, that it says, Lele Arba Osar. The night going into the 14th day, the night of Erev Pesach, is Boidikin Yesachomus Lar Haner. That is the time when we're supposed to check our house for the Chomitz, by Or Haner, by the night of a candle, the light of a candle. Is again Alma or Urtahu. We see clearly that the word Or means nighttime. Because it's not Mistavra, we can't say that Tana Devei Shmuel is arguing on our Mishnah. Maybe you'll tell me, our Mishnah goes like Rav Huna says, that means Or means daytime. And later the Braisa, the Tana Devei Shmuel, is arguing on our Mishnah and says it means nighttime. That's not Mistavra. The Braisa won't argue on the Stam Mishnah. It's much more Mistavra to say that the Braisa is just coming to explain the Mishnah. So therefore we see from this Braisa that the Pshat now Mishnah is that the word Or means nighttime. So the Gemara, so all these kashas are very Shvet Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna say that the word Or means Nagi, means daytime? Like the Havamina so far is that what Rav Huna meant to say Nagi, like Rashi says, is Mamish daytime. So the Gemara of the Teretz is like this. El Obein Rav Huna, Obein Rav Yehuda, the Kula Yalma, or Urtahu. Both of them are maskim that the word Or means nighttime. For like Pligi, there's no real Machlaikis here. Not just Mar Ki Asrei. Rav Huna says, what does Or mean Nagi? That's the way they call in his town. As in his town, the way they call nighttime is Nagi. That's the way they call nighttime. Umar Ki Asrei. And the other one goes according to the way they call it in his town. Biasra, the Rav Huna, in Rav Huna's town, in his city. Dikari Nagi. How do they call nighttime? They call nighttime Nagi. Uvasra, the Rav Yehuda, and in the town of Rav Yehuda, Kari Leli. They used to call the word or used to call the word nighttime, they used to call it Leili. Minaga, from this Gemara, the Ravid learns that Alocha, that still, why does our Mishnah say Loshin of or to mean nighttime, or even according to Rav Huna? Why in his city they call it Nagi? So the Ravid says that the Pshat is, even though the Bedikah should be at nighttime, the night of Erev Pesach, but it should be at the beginning of the night, when there is still some light outside, there's still some or outside. That's why it's also called Nagi, called or, because there's still a little bit light outside. For the Gemara now, the Tana Didon, the Tana Val Mishnah, nighttime Malaika Tani Leili. How come he doesn't say clearly what it means? Why does he start off saying the word or? Let him say clearly, like it says later in the Braisa of Tana Devei Shmuel, Leili, let him say clearly nighttime, the night of Erev Pesach. And for the Gemara, Lishnu Mal Yehudinokit. The Tana, the Mishnah, when he starts off the Masechta, he wants to say a nice Lashon. Now, the word Or is much nicer than the word of Laili. Now, the Mepharshim speak out here, the Miri, even though really Laili is also a nice word, there's nothing wrong with it. Like we'll soon see Gemara's later, that you should not say things that are not nice. Like maybe Tomei is something that's not nice. But the Chura Stam saying the word Laila, nighttime, there's nothing wrong with it really. That's why the Miri speaks out, or he spoke out the last year from the Rambam, that the Pshat in the Gemara is when you start off from a Masechta, it's not nice for the first word of the Masechta to be like a Lashon Laila of darkness. The Tana wants to start off the Masechta with a Lashon of Or, light, like the Masechta learning is a good. So for the beginning of the Masechta, it's nicer to say a Lishna Malia, to say a nice Lashon. That's why we start off with the Masechta Or, instead of saying the word Leili. Now Zot Gemara Ukudeb Yeshua Ben Levi. That I was saying, you should always say, speak nicely, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, Li'olam al yoytzi odom dovim mekuna mipiv. Meguna, a person should not speak out of his mouth something not nice. Dovim meguna, a not nice lashon. What's the raya? We have a raya from the Torah. Sherei okum ha-kosef. The Torah goes out of its way to say extra, shmoina oisius, to say an extra 8 oisius. Li'olam dovim mekuna mipiv. Not to say something not nice. What's the
Shenema,
the Pasuk says, by the Teva of Noach, when the animals went into the Teva, the Pasuk says, Min ha-behemo ha-teira, should go in to behemoth that are tor, or min ha-behemo asher enenu teira, and from the ones that are not tor. And the Torah did not say minabheim hatumeya, because the word hatumeya has five oisiyas to it. Now the word that the Torah says asher enem tohira has 13 oisiyas to it. So therefore, the Torah said an extra 8 oisiyas to teach us this yisoid, that you should always speak a lashon, a nice lashon, not a lashon maguna. By the Rav Papa Ramatesha, Papa has another posik that says the Torah says an extra 9 oisiyas. Shenema, the posik says ki yeh b'cho ish hashelo yeh tohor mikro laila. So it says a lashon, instead of saying hashayeh tomei, it says hashelo yeh tohor. So that's an extra 8 and 9 oisiyas. Ravina Ram Eser, Ravina says it's an extra 10 oisiyas, because vav the Torah, when it says Ashalo Yeh Torah, it says with the vav, so it's an extra 10 oisiyas. To teach us the same limud, that it's kedai to say a nice loshin and not to say a loshin maguna, something not nice. Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar, Sheish Asara, we have a raya 16. Sheish Esri, we have 16. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Omar Mikrohu Bilti Torhu. Ki loitor, she says the reason why is what David HaMelech was telling Shaul. What David HaMelech was telling Shaul HaMelech, that the reason why he didn't come to the Suda, because he was Tomei. That doesn't say he's Tomei. It says ki yom mikruhu bilti tor. I'm not tor. You see, it says a nice loshin, and this loshin has an extra 16 oisiyos. So the Maratanya devei Rabbi Shmuel liyor lo miyasaper rodim b'loshin iki. A person should always speak a nice loshin. Sharei, what's the raya? Another raya from the Torah. Sharei b'zav koru merkav. When the Torah talks about the hilchos tomei of a zav, when a person is tomei, so the halacha is a zav is nav hatumah, and there's a halacha from tumas merkav and tumas moishav. Moishav means anything he sits on also becomes a nav hatumah, and there's a chumra digadin that if you touch the moishav, you become tomei, and who adin the begodim you're wearing also become tomei. Now there's also a loch of merkav. Merkav means something the zav is riding on. That also has an avatuma, and if somebody touches it, it's metamehim. But by merkav, it has a kula, the begodim you're wearing does not become tummy. Now what is merkav? And what's the difference between merkav and moishav? Moishav means something your body is sitting on. Merkav we had before in the Gemara is, it doesn't mean something you're sitting on, lamosha, when you're sitting on the saddle. So the part of the saddle that your body sits on, that taka has tumas moishav. But there's a stick, a piece of wood sticking up on the saddle that you grasp to hold on to hold you up. So really your body is not sitting on it. But since you use that piece of stick that to hold on to, that has a tumas merkav on it. Now the tumas merkav and moishav applies both to a man and to an isha, by a zav and a zava. But still, when the Torah talks about a man, to say the tumas zav, it says merkav. Over Isha, when the Torah talks about an Isha, she has a Tomei of a Zavam, Kori Moshev. The Pasuk only says Moshev, she's sitting. The Pasuk does not say she's riding. Because it's a Dovah Maguna to talk about an Isha that's riding, because she has to spread out her feet. Like Rashi says, Bizov Ksiv V'chol HaMerkav HaShayirkav. Any time a Gzav is riding on something, even though his body is not on it, he's just holding on to it, that also has a tumas merkav. It's an ava tuma, and whoever touches it is metame his guf, his body. Over isha, when the Torah talks about a zava on isha, ksiv oya la kli asher hi yoshevis, on a kli, something she's sitting on. But it doesn't talk about riding. Why? Lefishein hogin lahaski rechiva upisak raglayim bisha. It's not nice to talk about an isha spreads out her feet. V'yafa pi shar merkav v'yamoyshev shavim mishneim, even though lalocha, they both have the exact same halachas. Whether an ish or whether an isha, that's a zav and zavam, if they stand sit on something, it's navatumam, and if somebody touches it, his matam is begodim. If they're riding on something and holding on to it, that thing is only, it's also navatumam, but the locker is, if somebody touches it, only his body is tamei, and not his begodim. So this is a rai again, the Torah talks about a lushin aki, a nice lushin, and does not say merkav by an isha. The yoim, another rai, as the Pasuk Leiv says, Vativ choloshin arumim. I will pick out, choose a nice loshin, or to speak nice. For Yoyim Anotan's Pasuk says, Vadas vasai borim alelu. Also, I'll choose out to pick out a nice clean loshin. So the more my Yoyim, what do I have to have three rayas for? I have a Pasuk. What's wrong with what the Torah tells us? V'chi tema, maybe I would say, from the first ray alone, I would say, hani, mili, when is there an Indian to say a nice loshen? And not a loshen maguna, that's b'diraisa. That's the way the Torah talks. Why? Like Rashi says, because this is shayotsa mepiagvura. This is a loshen that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. So avada, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, he has to talk with a loshen nekiya. But maybe when people talk, they don't have to talk with a loshen nekiya. Therefore, we have to have a second pasuk, v'yoymar, I've...